If you found it difficult to sleep on Halloween night, you are far from alone. While the City of Vancouver's fireworks ban came into effect on November 1, 2020, there has been noisy theatrics each Halloween following the ban, as well as damages. In 2021, for example, Vancouver Fire Rescue Services, VFRS, reported at least $10,000 in damages directly from fireworks, as well as $170,000 in damages from the weekend, although many of the incidents were unrelated to fireworks. Around 10 a.m. on Halloween Day this year, VFRS tweeted that they would be patrolling neighborhoods in the evening and responding to complaints submitted to the city's 311 service. They added that they would issue fines for people using fireworks in the city as no one had applied for permits and therefore, all fireworks are illegal. Numerous locals took to social media to share images and videos of fireworks in their neighborhoods. The loud booms and crackling pops were heard at all hours. People shared videos of sparkling spectacles over English Bay, residential areas, downtown, and more. While a couple of people mentioned that they missed the fireworks, most of them said the ban did not prevent people from letting them off. "I really miss the fireworks. Halloween isn't the same without it." Richard Whitstock, at R. Whitstock, November 1, 2022. "I love fireworks at Halloween. I know there are a lot of detractors, but I love it. Such a uniquely Vancouver thing." pic.twitter.com/nmp2gm5quo. Anthony Rigliati, at Anthony604, November 1, 2022. "Locals shared a variety of displays across the Lower Mainland. These SkyTrain passengers are getting a front row view of fireworks tonight." sparklerpic.twitter.com/wt34x042q6. Braden McMillan, at Braden MC Mill, November 1, 2022. "Fireworks. pic.twitter.com/ort3lpibbins. Me, Toboru Penguin, at Nanasaki_EO, November 1, 2022. Hashtag fireworks hashtag still Oregon after 11 p.m. pic.twitter.com/z98553wsvs. Neve, at Nevebook Corner, October 31, 2022. "Numerous people expressed anger at how long the combustible displays lasted, with several people reporting that they continued into the wee hours of the morning. Happening now downtown." pic.twitter.com/hdcb57a. Anders Falk, at Flanders1234, November 1, 2022. "So it's 7 a.m. and people are still letting off fireworks in Mount Pleasant." Ian Young, at Ian James Young 70, November 1, 2022. 2 o'clock round of fireworks followed by another at 4:46, hashtag YVR False Creek. I can't imagine the mindset. Sociopaths, maybe? Chris Doyle, at Ensembleator, November 1, 2022. "Fireworks. About once every 30 to 60 minutes. What, do these bros wait after each one until you're probably back to sleep before doing it again? Though this time it was 3 in a row, maybe that's the 1:20 a.m. special. Holy hell, it's loud." Lindsay Brown, at Lidsville, October 29, 2022. "Many people were upset on behalf of their furry best pals. The BCSPCA says the noise from exploding fireworks can be terrifying to animals, causing them to bust through door screens or even windows to run away. Many animals suffer severe injuries out of panic induced by the booming sounds. Fireworks also frighten, disorient and disturb wild animals." Happening now downtown. pic.twitter.com/hdcb57a. Anders Falk, at Flanders1234, November 1, 2022. "I'd generally wager fireworks fans are mostly not dog folks. Once you have seen a dog who is legitimately terrorized, cowering in corners, wetting themselves, or escaping and getting lost by fireworks, you usually don't want to expose them to that again." James, at Arigidir, November 1, 2022. "First got our girl a little dragon wing harness, But she will not be going trick or treating as all the costumes and fireworks will be scary for her pic.twitter.com/vnbficoxlx. The Broad Majestic Shannon, at Shanathalus, October 31, 2022.